Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Should your retirement date be tied to a savings goal? Or are there some other factors you might want to consider? And then how do you know if you're even on track to retire on your planned timeline? Eric has some insights to share with you again today. Plus, we'll show the results of the Federal Reserve's annual stress test for banks and what that could mean for consumers. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. They're located right here in Silicon Valley. 800-454-1184. That is the number for you to call for a complimentary appointment. Also, you could even text the word toolbox to this same number, 800-454-1184. You can get Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth, plus a bunch of other resources that apply to much of what we talk about during our show. Just text that word toolbox. Eric and his team worked really hard putting this together for you, and this is something that you can get today complimentary. Plus, find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, so excited to be here with you again today.
Yeah, Luann, it's always good to be talking about, you know, what's the reality of planning versus what people hear and think, and, you know, get a little bit more clarity around all that.
Exactly. That's what this show's all about, because we want people to create wealth for their retirement and have that remarkable retirement that they're dreaming of. A lot of people plan to retire like based on their savings goal. When I save this much, I'll retire. But it doesn't really appear that retirees are actually following through, though, with hitting a certain goal before they retire. I want to read to you this survey that talks about how it's really more tied to our age. And Eric, I want to get your input on this, okay? So when it comes to retirees by age and their investable assets, it says of people 55 to 64 who've saved $500,000 to $1 million in investable assets, 35% are retired. The same age group, and they've saved $50,000, 35% are retired. So I find that interesting. No matter what they've saved, 35% are retired. And now let's go to the people aged 65 to 74. They've saved $500,000 to $1 million in investable assets. 82% are retired. Same age group with under 50,000 in investable assets, 77% are retired. Of people aged 75 and over, more than 90% are retired regardless of their assets. So it sounds like the older we get, people just decide to retire when they hit a certain age, right?
I don't actually know what the point of that study was, to be honest, because it's almost no difference between people having more money and less money who've retired.
So funny.
So that part's a little strange. But also the term investable assets is a little misleading, because it doesn't talk about pensions and, you know, and things like that, right?
Yeah.
So some of those people may have, especially the older people, that, you know, 65, 74, a lot more of those had pensions.
Yes.
A lot of people now who are younger are having less and less pensions. So yeah, you know, if you had a nice pension, you could have very little saved and actually have a decent retirement. But if you've got no pension at all, and you have less than 50,000, I don't know how these people are, you know, retired.
Oh, I know.
And unless they're retired and living in their, you know, kid's house or living, you know, someplace else, right, with some other people. So the hard part is anytime you use some goal like that, like a dollar amount, it can change over time. Inflation, you know, skews that a lot. So, I think it's best really just having an income plan that says, hey, if I keep going on this track, will I have enough money to spend and enjoy the life I want to live? Because, yeah, you could be retired with no money, but is that really a fun retirement or enjoyable, or is that what you wanted to do? And my guess is most of those people would probably say no.
Yeah. So basically your philosophy is just kind of doing the math. What are your expenses? What do you have? I mean, very basic things instead of just some arbitrary number. But people are still worried about outliving their money. And so tell us how you help people find that right balance between growth, because they have to keep up with inflation and all those expenses. Plus, they have to, you know, not outspend their savings.
Yeah, I mean, there's really two things. One is, you know, having that income plan. So running those numbers out and saying, okay, if, you know, this is how much I spend kind of today with inflation, you know, with taxes, everything included there. Will that money last till I'm hopefully 95, 100 or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But the other issue too is, You can't. You cannot have 100% of your money in your market, in the market. So if you have everything in the 401k and everything's in the stock market, stocks and bonds, when those bad years happen, you know, there's no place to run. And so everything's going to go down. And so I think that's the number one mistake people make. I've seen people do that where, you know, they've come to me and everything was in the market, and you know, a year like 2022 comes along and, you know, takes out a, you know, good 20% of their assets and they're trying to retire, it makes it a lot tougher. So what we do is we always have people having some money in foundational assets, assets that are guaranteed that they can't go down, but they can earn right now almost double digit returns. And at the same time, you know, if you can also turn on an income for life if you want out of those assets. So, you know, there are some great options out there. There's a lot of steady income type dollars where they, you know, investments where they pay good income, and then the volatility is pretty low. So that way you also have another spot where you're getting cash flow, because retirement's all about cash flow. Retirement's all about having money coming in the door and making sure that it's going to always be there. And so, you know, we've got a great report called Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do? Along with, you know, are you paying too much in taxes and retirement, Social Security decision, even my book, Worry Less Wealth. It's all up at the toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And I do want to say, Eric has said that their system is working very, very well. So Eric's been doing this for a long time. He is reaching out to you today, but it is up to you to make that phone call and to reach back out to them. So we hope you do that, because we want you to get some guidance for your retirement. Thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So now, Eric, I want to get to this stress test that the Federal Reserve did for banks. And all 23 U.S. banks were included in this test. And they all were able to weather a severe recession scenario while continuing to lead consumers and creditors. So I just kind of wanted to get your input on that with all the talk about the banks failing this past spring.
Yeah, well, there's always going to be bank failures, and the stress test is really on the big banks. Now, I don't know where Silicon Valley Bank was up in that list, but I think it was probably pretty close. So, you know, those tests are only good as those tests. As we know, those things can turn on a dime, and a run on the bank can really wipe it out within a week or two. So, you know, you should not ever be over FDIC limits, that's for sure. You know, spread that money out. You know, look at other investments right now. I mean, money markets are, you know, right now they're getting close to 5% with liquid without even having to tie up your money. Yeah. You know, I see banks advertising, you know, CD rates for 4%. And I'm like, money markets are paying higher than that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So lots of times you don't really, in today's new world of higher interest rates, yeah, you don't necessarily need to have all that money locked up. But yeah, you do want to have some money that's safe and guaranteed. And, you know, insurance companies are one of the strongest areas to actually put money, because if they don't do lending, they can't take that money and give it out on credit cards or car loans or other things. So, you know, they also have a lot of great tools that are earning great rates too. So, you know, don't just think only banks for safe and protected monies.
Yeah, good point. So bottom line, Eric, is tell us how you help someone figure out if they are going to be okay in retirement, if their savings will last as long as they need it to.
Yeah, so we take them through the blueprint to worry less wealth. And it's just where, you know, you can, you know, call up and set a time, and we can do it either on Zoom or in person. But we just basically walk through your plan, where you're at right now. We look at that income plan, run that money out with inflation, taxes, everything. Look at the investments risks that you have. Look at those tax opportunities that you have now and for the rest of your life. Look at the healthcare issues. And then lastly, legacy. And once you have all those five areas looked at and have a plan for them, then you know if you're going to be okay. And that's how we create that worry less wealth lifestyle, where you don't have to be freaking out all the time in retirement, and you know you're going to be okay. And so, yeah, one of the things that we do is we start that process with just a phone call. Text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. You can call and leave a message, or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with more from Eric Heckman. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. And today he's giving you straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. That is his goal for you. All right, here we are. Happens every year in our country. We see these construction zones blocking our way, forcing us to go on a detour. Are you experiencing that a lot, Eric? It seems like it happens this time every year.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's always construction, right? So
that's always the worst timing, though. You know, sometimes you're heading down a street and you're like, ah, that detour started today. You know, now I'm going to be late. And why can't they plan better? But here's the deal. We do need them to keep up our streets, because I remember one time when I was in high school, I don't know if you remember me telling this story, Eric, but I hit a big pothole with my car and my wheel fell off and it went rolling down the street. It was quite scary. So,
yeah, not good.
No, not good. So I want to talk about, you know, what are some of the biggest potholes that could be lurking out there posing a risk to our retirement?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's several. Probably the biggest one I see a lot of is really people not doing that shift to retirement planning, where they're just kind of thinking they're in accumulation mode, where you just kind of keep wanting to have more and more and more. But at some point, you got to make sure it stays there, and you got to make sure that it starts being able to put off income. And so if you don't make that shift before you want to retire, you know, have more, with more than enough time, I should say, before you want to retire, you know, not like tomorrow when I'm retiring, you know, then, yeah, because otherwise a bad, you know, stock market year can really, you know, really detract a lot of that. And then obviously the other big one is taxes, right? Taxes are always something that are there. And, you know, how can you make them the smallest over your lifetime, not just over that year or that tax season or something? You know, you really want to be looking at it more holistically over the rest of your retirement.
Yeah. It's kind of a big over, like you're a drone and you're overlooking the whole area. So most of us would never take a road trip without looking at our map, especially, you know, our Google map on our phone or whatever. How many people do leave their jobs without a roadmap for retirement, Eric?
Well, there definitely are some people who are kind of gutsy and just do it. But yeah, often it doesn't come out so well, or they have to make some big adjustments later on, or they often go back to work. So yeah, I think one of the most critical things is having that plan, having that written income plan where it says, okay, out of all these various buckets of money, my 401k, my IRA, my regular savings, my investments, all these different things, which one am I going to take money from where and how? And having all that stuff planned out, you know, how much money can I spend? All those things need to be answered well before you retire. And so that way you don't screw up, right? That way you don't all of a sudden start, you know, spending $10,000 a month when you thought you're going to be spending $5,000, and then wonder why you don't have any money left, right? So, I think that's really super key to have that, or else you'll end up somewhere, but it might not be where you wanted to go.
Exactly. So, remember the roadmap, the big atlas that we had when we were growing up? Did you guys go on road trips with your mom and dad? You and your sister?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we go to AAA and get those maps.
Yeah, right? I love those maps. My dad would highlight in yellow where we were going. And honestly, one of my most exciting vacations was coming out to California. And oh, my gosh, that was so fun. We went to Disneyland and everywhere else on the way out there. It was like a 3-week vacation. But that's what we mean when we talk about planning out a retirement. Walk us through what you provide. You provide a type of a roadmap. It's a blueprint that you help retirees plan out. Tell us all the topics that you make sure you touch on before someone actually retires.
Well, obviously, like I said, the very first one's income, right? Because without income, you know, you're just unemployed, right? you're not retired then. You just need to have money someplace, right? So, you know, where's that income going to come from? How long is it going to last? You know, then you have to look at the investments and say, okay, well, are these investments in the right spots to put off income, or are they just more structured for growth? And then from there, you have to start looking at what's the tax ramifications of each one? Should you be doing Roth conversions? Should you be, you know, moving money from here to there? Where should you have what investment and what type of tax category? So all three of those first three are super highly related. Obviously, if you're going to try to retire before 65, then how are you going to pay for medical is a big one. People don't always really appreciate how expensive that can be. And then if you're going to try to cover long-term care costs, or you're just going to self-insure. And then lastly, of course, who gets your stuff when you're gone, right? Make sure all that legal stuff's set up the right way. And so those are the five areas that you really need to have a blueprint for. You have to know what's going on those and fix any errors or fix any issues that you have along the way. And then, you know, then speaking of, you know, those road trips, I mean, if you're driving along and you're on empty, I mean, I think I mentioned this before with my son when we moved him out to college, we went off in the desert in Nevada and turned off the main drag and to cut through to this one town that we were staying at. And all of a sudden it went from 25 miles to 5 miles till empty. And we had a lot more fun, 5 miles to go. And it was 108 out and no shoulder. And I'm just trying to figure out, okay, first of all, how do I even stop the car since there's no shoulder? And how long is this walk going to be? And we turned off the AC, did everything we could to try to, try not to gas it. And luckily got in there. But, I can't tell you what the surroundings look like or anything else look like, because all I can focus is that next gas station, right? And you don't want to do that in retirement, right? You don't want to be focused only on your portfolio and going, oh man, we can't do anything fun this year. We can't take those big trips because of, we don't have the assets or we don't have the plan. So, again, if that's something somebody wants to sit down and talk with us, they want to, find out a lot more. Well, we've got a lot of great tools at the Wealth Creator Toolbox. All you have to do is go there and you can find how to make sure your money lasts as long as you do. Are you paying too much taxes in retirement? My book, Worry Less Wealth, and even a spot to set a time to talk. So again, if you want to get all access to all that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox 800-454-1184 or download online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Luann Fulmer. All right. So you said one of the first things you look at is income. Okay. Where are that retiree is going to get their income? How many sources do we typically need for income in retirement, Eric?
Well, definitely more than one from Social Security, right? Yeah. You can't just only have Social Security and think you're going to be fine. And so, so really what you need to be looking at is having some sort of, ideally, some other guaranteed lifetime income source, similar to something like Social Security, but something where it's going to be coming in, every month. And so if you can have most of your fixed expenses covered by money that's coming in the door every month that you don't have to worry about, then your portfolio really only has to take care of the variable stuff, right? The stuff that happens to the house, the trips you take, the new things you want to buy, all those types of things. So really what you want to do is first focus on that, having that baseline of income, having some guaranteed products that can pay you for the rest of your life. And with the way the rates have been going up, it's a great time to be acting on those, because there is so much better products out there than there have ever been in probably the last 30 years that I've been in business. So now is the time to be, really looking at that and saying, okay, how can I get some guaranteed income for the rest of my life along with, government programs?
So now I want to go to the second one you mentioned that we should plan for, and that would be in investing in retirement. And you said it doesn't necessarily just need to be structured for growth only. So tell us how we should be invested differently in retirement.
Well, you know that old adage, just hang in there, right?
Yeah.
Anytime there's a down market, that's what you hear, repeated every, just hang in there,
blah, blah, blah.
Right. Well, how do you just hang in there when you need money every single month out of that portfolio? You can't do that.
Yeah.
If you're over, 73 for a required minimum distribution, the government requires you to take that money out. So it's not a matter of, I don't want to sell or on the wait come. No, you have to sell. Mm-hmm. And so the problem is if you're locked into a position where you have to sell some assets when things are down, it's not good, right? So you need to have some options. You need to have some steady income, some stuff that pays some good cash flow. You need to have some guaranteed assets along with the market money. And so, yeah, it's very different when you're on the distribution and the math is totally the opposite than when you're on accumulation.
And that is why it is so important that you have a customized plan. So again, let's just reinforce how you guys help retirees have their own customized plan, Eric.
Yeah, so for us, really, we build that blueprint to worry less wealth. Again, we go over that income plan, so figure out how that money is going to last, what sources, what taxes you're going to pay, all that. Then look at the investments to make sure they match what we need to have that income do. Most people are doing it the opposite way. and then also, of course, look at the taxes along the way. I'm licensed to do taxes. That's why I think it's so important for a financial advisor to know taxes. Mm-hmm. And then look at the healthcare issues along the way. And then lastly, the legacy issues of who's going to get your assets when you're gone and so forth. So, those are the five areas that everybody needs to be paying attention to. Again, if you want to set up a time to talk, just a 15 to 30 minute phone call with me, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, you can call and leave a message or text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
The guardrails are on a bridge for a reason, right? They keep you from tumbling over the edge. We're going to talk about how to put some guardrails on your retirement coming up next with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. They can help you put together strategies in minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs. Wouldn't you like to worry less? I think we all would. All right. When you go over a bridge and they have guardrails, those guardrails are there for a reason, right? To keep you from tumbling over the edge, especially if you're going over a great big tall bridge over the ocean. And so obviously you're going to have a little more confidence to cross it when you know there's something to keep you from falling. So that's where my next question comes from, Eric. How do we get that kind of confidence with our retirement plan?
Yeah, well, as you know, I do a lot of cycling and my son and I, he rode halfway from the California-Oregon border to the Mexico border. He went to San Francisco and I went the rest of the way, but, in 2022. But there was one section by this town called Fort Ross that it was about an 800-foot cliff down to the bottom, and it was one of those stone guardrails that was built in the 30s.
Whoa.
And, it was probably about knee high. It was ridiculously low and stuff. And so he usually was more worried lots of times about cars that time.
He
was almost by the yellow line because he was not getting close to that at all. And it is one of those things where you do want to not have to freak out and worry, right? When you're doing stuff. I remember one time I was talking with somebody who, he had a bunch of apartments and he didn't want to hire a manager. He just wanted to do it himself and had this 6-week massive trip that he had to cancel because he had a problem with one of his apartment buildings, and he didn't have a handyman or anybody that kind of would go there and work. And I'm like, you know, what was the point of this buildings and what was the point of this wealth if you can't go off and have fun, right? And so, yeah, we do need to have confidence in our retirement. And, you know, there's a couple different ways to do that is, one, to lower down the risk, right? Have some money guaranteed, have some money that can't go down. So there's some great products out there where, you know, if the market goes down, you don't lose a dime. If the market goes up, you earn some great returns now. You know, there's some great good options there. And then also steady income assets where they do pay good cash flow, but they're not going up those, you know, taking those 10 and 20% swings. And, you know, so that helps you a little bit there too. And then also having a plan, really just having that income plan where you know how much you can spend, you know how much you can have fun and make sure you're able to go do it. Then that's going to give you that confidence in retirement. But yeah, I think a lot of people are missing that.
Right. So longevity and healthcare and taxes, those are all risks that we've talked about that could send your retirement over the edge. Of those, Eric, what one do you think is the most important to have a guardrail there to protect us?
Well, yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, I think you really need to have some guardrails for all
for
three.
All of
but
them.
Yeah. I mean, healthcare is probably the simplest one because, you know, you just have to do Medicare and get that supplement, you know, once you're 65. Longevity, of course, it's, you know, depends on if it's good longevity or bad longevity, right? Or your good health or poor health, right? So that's kind of more one that you can do something every day on. I think of those three really. Taxes is the one that I think most people need the most help really trying to figure out, because most tax, I mean, even some high-end CPAs that charge a lot, I find do almost zero advice. I mean, it just blows me away that, you know, that some people pay sometimes even up to $1,000 have their taxes done, and they gave them no advice of what to do differently next year.
Well, the next year,
Or I had somebody said, I asked my tax person, should I do a Roth conversion? And they said, oh, yeah, that would probably be a good idea. And like, and then she realized, why am I asking him? I mean, shouldn't he be telling me?
Right.
Exactly. And I was like, yeah. So, I think it's one of the problems is people aren't getting really great tax advice about how to pay the least tax over your lifetime, not that one year. So, you know, I've had people come to me and say, hey, yeah, this person says, oh, I should be putting money into a traditional IRA to save some money. There's one lady she was just working part time. And, you know, so this tax person was trying to tell her to do that. And it's like, you're in the 12% bracket. Why would you want to do that? You know, put the money in a Roth and have that money be tax free for the rest of your life. Why do you want to defer that taxes to later on and pay more tax? But, you know, that's just because of the person was answering the question of how do I save the most tax today? But they weren't asking the right question of how do I pay the least tax over my lifetime.
Yeah.
So that's the big key.
Okay. Let's focus specifically on now how we can safeguard our savings from the volatility and any major downturns in the markets. Tell us how you help people, you know, do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, really there's, you know, two simple ways. One is having some foundational money. That's money that I classify as guaranteed by somebody, either, you know, banks, the government, or insurance companies. And, you know, insurance companies have some great products out there that, you know, where if the market goes up, they'll earn some great rates, sometimes even up to double digits. And then if the market goes down, you don't lose a dime. You just, you know, start over where you left off, but you don't have to play catch up, which is huge. And, you know, by having some money in something protected like that, it does make it so much easier in retirement, because then you've got a spot to take money in those bad years. That's what we do with our clients, is we pivot the money in those bad years to grabbing money from there for their income. And in the good years, we take it from the stock market side. And then in between, we have some steady income stuff that's always paying some cash flow. So they always have some money coming in the door. And, you know, again, that's something you can do is if you have a plan. But problem is, lots of times people don't have a plan.
Right.
So if you'd want to set a time to talk and go through that blueprint to worry less wealth, all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. You can call and leave a message, or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, where he wants you to worry less about your retirement portfolio and focus on having fun. That's what the show is all about, to guide you about creating wealth in your retirement. And we thank you so much for joining us. We're just talking about putting guardrails on our retirement savings, and I want to get to inflation and have you talk again about the impact that inflation can have on our retirement savings, how you guys kind of estimate that.
Well, yeah, we've always been using inflation, even for the, you know, roughly, what, 20 years where we didn't have any?
Yeah,
so
I know.
We've always talked about it because it's always there. It doesn't matter if the government says it is or isn't, right? We all know that things get more expensive and we all can say, hey, I remember when this was blah, 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 right? You know, you have to be planning that money to go back up and higher. Sometimes I meet with people that, you know, they've done some of their own spreadsheets and stuff. And I was meeting with this one lady and she'd heard the show and texted us and got the link and set a time to talk. And and so when we were, you know, talking about her plan and we were kind of going over, she actually sent me her spreadsheet and she ran it out for whatever, 30 years or something, but she never put any inflation in it. So how much did you make 30 years ago compared to today? And, you know, were you spending a different amount of money 30 years ago, right? Or 10 years ago even. So, it was a pretty massive, gap in her plan, she realized. And so we were able to at least tweak that, kind of show her how to do a little bit better. And, you know, really make sure that, you know, not only does that go up with inflation, but, you know, how can you have some money that you don't outlive, some money that's going to be there paying in. And so we set those tools up for her. And, you know, now she's not worried. She's not freaked out about everything. And, you know, again, it's one of those things where it's so much fun to, you know, have that, you know, transition from somebody who's worried to going, hey, I can do this now, right?
Yes.
I got this. So.
Yes.
So, yeah, and that's why we set up a lot of great little quick reads on our Wealth Creator Toolbox site. We've got Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do? Or Am I Paying Too Much in Taxes? The Social Security Decision, all those things, even the top 10 tips to empower women investors, and my book, Worry Less Wealth. If you want to get access to all that, the free, no cost, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. 1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with more from Eric Heckman. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial for 28 years now, and he wrote the book Worry Less Wealth to open up our eyes to all the things available for us to have a remarkable retirement. And that's what the show is all about. If you want to get that book, you can request it online, or you can also request an e-version of that book as well. Of course, wealthcreatorradio.com is the website. All right, Eric, we've come to the time in our show. I'm going to give you some top five signs that you need a new advisor, okay? So if you're feeling like you, our listeners, are feeling like maybe you just dread going to your advisor, you might feel like your questions are going unanswered, maybe you're bothering that person. So here we go. Top five signs you need a new advisor. And Eric, this comes from NerdWallet. Number five is, if your eye is already wandering, then you might need a new advisor. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, if it feels like things aren't working out, or, you know, for whatever reason, you're starting to say, hey, yeah, this just doesn't feel right, You know, usually that's correct. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, listening to your gut is a good way to go.
Maybe it's time for a second opinion, something like that.
Yep, exactly.
So if your advisor only calls you when they want to make some trades, that's another sign that you might need a new advisor. Can you talk about why that would be problematic, Eric?
Well, it really depends also on how are they getting paid. I mean, if they're only calling you to move money around because they're going to get, you know, a new paycheck every time they're moving that money, that's really, really problematic. And I've definitely run from that advisor, you know, as soon as possible. There's one thing if they're just making some changes and tweaks, but really they should be calling you on a regular basis. If it was a bad time, if there's a crash or downturn and they did not call you, that is a serious sign for you to get a new advisor, because that's when you need to hear from them more than ever.
Right. Big time red flag. So how often do you think we should be talking with our advisor?
Well, really, I think that one is something that you need to kind of set those expectations up from day one. And I mean, some of my clients hate talking about money. I mean, they just they think it's painful, and you know, they'd rather not do it. But it's kind of like dentistry. They know it's something they got to do, so they'll go do it. Some people, you know, they only want to talk once a year, and that's already painful enough. And some people want to talk every quarter, every 6 months. So, I mean, I would say, you know, it has to be at least every year. But, you know, for some things, you might want to be checking in at least every 6 months. So, again, the biggest thing is, did you set up that plan? Did they ask you how often do you want to be meeting with people? And are they following up and continuing with that, right? I mean, if they haven't met with you for 2 or 3 years, oh, my gosh, yeah, time for a new one.
Another sign that you might need a new advisor is if your financial situation is changing, but the advice isn't. Eric, what kinds of changes need to be happening with our money as we get close to retirement?
Well, I think if you're an adult and you're going to a pediatrician, it'd be very weird, right? I mean, you'd be very tall compared to all the other patients. And yes, they give you usually a lollipop or something, so that part's cool, or maybe a toy.
Yeah.
But it just feels weird, and you probably, actually nowadays, they'd probably think you're pretty creepy to even be there. So same thing with financial stuff. I mean, as you're getting close to retirement, if they're just saying, oh, just hang in there, or just hold on, or yeah, you know, we don't need to make any changes, but you're going to retire next year or 2 years, and they're not positioning assets to start having money come out. They're not figuring out a plan to where those money should be today to optimize the best income for you in retirement. Those would be really big red flags that, you know, that should be changing as you get older. And I mean, obviously simple things like, you know, if you got divorced or married or had a kid or any of those things, you know, did they start talking to you about the new things that need to be taken care of, you know, during those life changes and such? So, you know, if they're not doing that and they're just kind of giving you the same stuff, well, you know, we were talking about robo-advisors earlier. Maybe that, you know, maybe you just, that's what you should do, is have somebody like that and not be paying them. But I would then really start looking for a new full-service advisor.
That's why it's really important to have that right person helping you.
You know, you can have an accountant for sure, but the accountants, again, are usually focused on trying to save money and lower taxes today. So sometimes I have accountants tell my clients, hey, you should be doing this. And we look at their plan and go, that would actually end up costing you more taxes in the long run. Are you sure you want to do that? There's different types of planning. There's different types of reasons. A lot of times, though, hey, we should be doing some Roth conversions, and we should be looking at that and have your accountant run the numbers, and you know, we could see if that makes sense in your situation. So, you know, there's a lot of things where you can work together with those other professionals. And really, whoever's your financial advisor is now, if they're not working with your other professionals, if they're not looking at your tax return every year to see how things are playing out, that's a sign that they're really not doing a very good job. They really should be looking at all that. They should be checking your beneficiaries for you. They should be, you know, looking at the tax return every year to see if it's working with your plan. So if that's something that you want to take care of and you want to get a second opinion and say, hey, how are things? What would things be like if I was working with somebody else? How's my advisor doing? What does it all look like? You know, one of the things that we're doing here for our radio listeners is we're waiving the planning fee. So our $1,000 to $1,500 planning fee is not there. We're going to first and foremost just find out what you're worried about, what's your concerns. And then we can build you that blueprint to worry less wealth. We'll show you what plan you have now, that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan.
We'll go through that blueprint to worry less wealth, show you the path you're on, tell you what's good and bad, what things you might want to change. And then it's up to you if you want to take action and use us or do it on your own or do it with your other advisor. But really the big critical thing is getting that information first. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call. 800-454-1184. Again, give us a call and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric advises his clients by helping them preserve their assets, increase their income, and reduce taxes, just like he's talking about today. So we are giving you the top five signs that you need a new advisor. Number two on the list, Eric, is your financial advisor does not listen to you. And that seems like a pretty big problem. So Eric, how do you make sure that your clients know that you hear and you understand their concerns?
Well, I think women probably run into this more than anyone, but there'll be some advisors that literally will only talk to the man and ignore, you know, the other half of the family there. That's not right. So if you're getting that feeling, definitely you need a new advisor. If you're asking them a question, they should be responding to you, answering your concerns, not just blowing it off and just moving on. And, you know, if they seem to keep doing that, I would ask them directly. And if they still don't give you a good answer, then yeah, it's definitely time to find somebody different. And they really should be finding out what your concerns, what your goals, you know, where do you want to be in 3 years? What do you think things are going to be like? And what would you like your life to be like? And, you know, if they don't know those things, how are they going to help you get there?
And finally, our number one of our top five signs you need a new advisor is you're afraid to call your financial advisor. Eric, what advice do you have for someone who feels like they might be bothering their current advisor when they have questions?
That's really silly. If somebody's got that kind of feeling, because that means that advisor has not made him feel very welcome. I mean, really, our clients are truly friends and family kind of thing. I mean, we're there. We help them do a lot of stuff. And we'll talk to them about all the different little things and their pets and all the, you know, their trips and things like that. And sometimes people do actually call me up and say, hey, I don't know if I should bother. And it's like, no, I want you to call me. You should be asking those questions. And if you're feeling like that person's not going to want you to talk to them or feel scared to talk to them, then yeah, it's time. They're not giving you a good feeling and they're not really there for you. They're causing that feeling for some reason. So that's time definitely to make a change.
What would you say to them about getting a second opinion, Eric?
Well, I think that it's just so critical. I mean, just like if you had a big ailment and, you know, scary medical diagnosis, you're going to get some other people's opinions, right? You're going to find out, you know, what should you be doing? You know, you're not going to just hopefully go on to Yelp and read, you know, all the bad reviews or something, you know, reviews are so sketchy if they're real or not anymore, right? You want to talk to somebody who's a professional and you want to talk to somebody who can give you real advice. And, you know, that's one of the things we can do for you is we can help people, give them that second opinion and say, okay, here, let's run out your plan. Let's see what your income plan looks like. We will go through it on our system with you to make sure we know it's correct. And, you know, we'll look at those investments. What's the risk level that you have? And is it appropriate? And do you even know what your risk level is? You know, what's the tax plan that you have? And is that being done well or is it being ignored? What are the healthcare issues and how are you going to pay for all those costs? And then lastly, who's getting your stuff and are things set up right? You know, once you can see all that from another pair of eyes, it may be sometimes I've literally had people go, hey, they're doing great. They're doing a good job for you. Not anything we can do. But there's a lot of people where it's like, wow, no, there's some changes you should be making. And did you know about this or that? And, you know, and that's the kind of info you really need to have. So again, there's no cost right now for radio listeners. So if you want to give us a call and we'll do that blueprint to worry less wealth, give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Wealthcreatorradio.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hey, thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. On our show at this time, we always discuss some challenges, maybe even some risks that exist in retirement. So I wanted you to give us an example today of someone who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles, as we call it.
Just kind of reminds me of we'll just call him Joe, but yeah, he came to me and he was, you know, one of these guys who loved his job, wanted to keep working, but then finally started saying, hey, you know, maybe I should slow down here and, you know, make it more work optional kind of thing, right? And so he wanted to start finally doing some planning. The only issue is he was about to turn 70. And so he put everything into pre-tax stuff, so 401ks and IRAs, and he was worried about taxes. Well, at 70, you know, used to be you had to be 70 and a half where you had to take your money out of your IRA. Now it's 72, but still, he's already at Social Security max age. So he's got that income coming in. And with everything being taxable, the tax planning is not much, right? It's just pay the tax. So, you know, so it's pretty tough to do stuff like that. You know, now how do you talk to me? You know, 5-10 years earlier, we could have been doing some stuff. We could have had some time to maybe do some conversions or at least fund some stuff differently or move some money around. But when 100% of your money is all pre-tax, guess what? When you take that money out, it's 100% taxable. So that left me now not much options in terms of what we can do, because then also in another year, not the same year, because it's 72 now, so he has 1 year gap where he could, you know, we can finally do a little bit of stuff, but you know, it's very small compared to had we had, you know, a little bit more runway to, you know, kind of take off kind of thing, right? So yeah, I mean, and that's one of the problems I run into a lot of times is people, you know, it's we're all bad about that, right? We all like to procrastinate, and you know, there's always those people on the news where they're dropping off their tax return on, you know, at almost midnight at post office, although nowadays it's more push the button, hit send, right? but you know, it's one of these things where, you know, we like to procrastinate, but man, it can cost you a ton of money by doing that. And so, you know, if you do just take some time and say, okay, how can I have some more diversity? How, because the other problem too is almost all of his money is in the market. So he had a huge amount of risk. Yeah, if you're 5 to 10 years out, that's when you really need to sit down and take some plans. So, you know, again, that's something if you want to take advantage of our time, hey, we'll go through that planning process. We'll show you what the course you're on. We'll show you your blueprint to worry less wealth. We'll show you that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not, but at least you'll get that information. Again, we're waiving that fee. So, you know, if you want to set up a time, you can either call and leave a message or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Text word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.